Coming up Monday, there's a pretty big deadline, and Kim, let's talk about what happens Monday.
Well, Monday's the last day that producers can sign up for crop insurance. Normally that's on the last day of the month, but since that's over the weekend, they have until October the 1st.
Okay, and speaking of crops, we have a little bit of green popping up here in the field. Let's talk about the wheat planted acres.
Well, that's the chatter in the market, is that the wheat planted acres will be higher this year, and I think that there's no question in soft red winter wheat areas that we'll have higher planted acres. Hard red winter wheat planted acres, that's questionable. Oklahoma will probably be about the same. You know, we're going to have an increase in canola planted acres, and that's going to reduce some of our wheat planted acres. But I still think it's going to be the same as last year, at least in this location.
Let's talk a little bit more about the canola planted acres.
Well, if you look at canola, I just visited with a few people. I don't have it. Of course, nobody knows the exact number, but they're talking about a shortage of canola seed, having a hard time getting it. And to me, that implies a lot of producers are going to plant canola. I know I was talking to one producer, and he's going not from the third, and a third. In other words, a third canola, two-thirds wheat. He's going to go 50-50. He really likes canola.
Okay, let's talk about some prices of wheat and corn. What are you seeing in the markets right now?
Well, wheat's holding relatively well. You know, it's on that sideways pattern on the December contract from about 880 to 960, right, somewhere in that. It's getting down close to that $8.80. But we've seen corn prices drop off, you know, 50, 75 cents. Corn is, I think, has a downtrend going right now, where wheat is still moving on its sideways pattern.
So corn's actually going down. Why is that happening?
Well, we talked about that the last 5 or 6 mm-hmm. weeks, that wheat broke loose from corn, you know, as we came through the wheat harvest in summer. Wheat prices were dependent upon corn prices. Wheat's divorced from corn now. You can also look at corn prices going down. It's reports that three large companies are importing 750,000 metric tons, just short of 30 million bushels.
Okay, now wheat producers want to know that magic question: should they sell wheat?
If they've got that plan, they're following the third, and the third, they need to sell that second third right now, September, October, early October. The final third, they need to sell it in November and December.
Okay, Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist.